This week on I Don't Know With Internet, we are talking Nosferatu. What?
I want to suck your blood.
What?
I want to suck your blood.
We are now recording, and this is Out Now with Aaron and Abe. I am Aaron, and as always, this is.
Abe, hello. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing well. It's the time of this recording. It's the fifth night of Hanukkah. We've
Hey.
also had Christmas. Merry Christmas to all that celebrate. Happy Hanukkah, of course, to everybody, and a happy upcoming New Year.
That's right.
Just all the stuff, and that's
Ooh.
merely like a percentage of the many, many different celebrations that happen during the winter solstice period. So, happy celebrations to everybody of
You
all
can't see, but I'm
creeds,
raising the roof.
religions, and what have you. But how are you doing, Abe?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I'm still up in the Pacific Northwest. It has been rainy. It's quite windy, but at the same time, it's been great because I went ice skating today with my niece who plays ice hockey. And I was holding onto the railings and she was just zooming by.
I feel like I got an answer to this question already, but we need to delve into this more. How proficient are you at ice skating?
On the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, NHL pro level skating, I'd probably say like a 0.5.
Okay, got
Yeah.
it. Okay,
So
that's fine.
I'm like, old manning it across the ice.
Let's not make fun. Let's not disparage old men because you're bad at skating.
True, true.
Let's get the ageism out of here right
You're right. Yeah.
away.
Just like, I'm just looking like a turtle. How'd that?
Like,
Turtleisms.
I, Tanya, as she prefers to be called, is not young, but I'm sure she skates like a demon still.
That's
So,
true. Like a demon. I
Out Now is
promise.
a film podcast where Amy and I discuss new
Yes.
movies weekly. We take in the film, be a most spoiler peer review, the occasional commentary track, or some other film movie topic. This is episode 606, 606.
I want to say that this is in Indiana. Kentucky. Okay.
I like that you have gut feelings about it. That makes it more fun.
Yeah. Just take your best guess and then you look it up.
Yeah. And for episode 606, we are talking Nosferatu, the latest iteration of the 1922 classic film
There
from
you go.
Antonio Murnau, now directed by Robert Eggers, Nosferatu. And joining us to discuss Nosferatu, we have from Joe Blow and Sound Scary. When it comes to this man, I have seen things in this world that would make Isaac Newton crawl back into his mother's womb. It's Jimmy O.
Well, I'm going to succumb to the darkness right now.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
Well, hello,
Damn.
Jimmy, my old friend.
Hi, how are you?
Well, he prefers to be called Lord, guys. So,
Yeah, you could call me Lord
Lord
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Yeah.
Lord Jimmy today.
Well, my lord, how are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm very thirsty and I don't drink wine.
I'm sick right now, Jimmy, so you can't drink my blood.
Okay, yeah, apparently he is too. So I'm shit out of luck. I'll have to go to the blood whatever, get some shit.
Yeah.
The Bloods Are Us and
Yeah, Bloods Are
Bloods
Us.
or
Didn't
a
they go out of
pet
business 3 years ago?
or a
Oh yeah, I gotta
Petco
go.
the local Petco. Oh, that'll do.
No,
Yeah.
they have a the Blood Diner somewhere, I'm
There you
sure.
go. Yeah.
Does Jeffrey Wright still has that side hustle where he gets blood for Tom Hiddleston on the side?
Probably. I
Yeah.
think so. Yeah, I need to hire someone to do that.
As we all know in that Jim Jarmusch movie, Jeffrey Wright was just playing himself when he's not acting. He just goes to hospitals and gets blood for Tom Hiddleston. That's
Why
I
not?
feel like that's
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
what were we talking about?
The area code
Nosferatu.
606.
But yeah, let's get some show notes first, real quick. First up, commentary tracks. We had two this
That's right.
past month. We had one for The Lion King, which is a lot of fun to do, and then we had a bonus commentary for The Man with the Golden Gun. In honor of those films' 30th and 50th anniversaries, those are fun to do. Those you can check out right now. You can check out all of our shows if you go to iTunes or Spotify, listen in to Out Now there today, and then maybe give us a rating and review. That'd be great.
Thank you so much in
Yeah.
advance.
Yeah. What else is coming up soon? We're still trying to wrap up the year.
We are.
There's plenty of other films that we want to kind of get into before we get to our top 10 show. I think our top 10, we usually do it, I think, the second week in January, just so
January,
we.
correct.
Make sure Abe can get in all he can, and we can get
That's
everything we
right.
want going
All
there.
the
So,
phase.
we'll have that top 10
Hometown.
show coming soon.
Soup plantation. Just going with all the buffets.
Stay tuned for
Because
that.
Benihana really, you know.
Benihana has a buffet now? There you go.
No, but like they, yeah, let's get like watch the food get made. That's cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, like do that.
That is a good
Fuck
dinner and a
buffet.
show.
Fuck buffet.
But Jimmy, I get all those coupons.
So just those keeping track, fuck buffets. Top 10 show coming up. Also the horror awards. The horror awards are also going to come up.
Horror awards.
Right. The horror
Yes,
awards are
yeah.
going to come up soon.
Love the horror awards.
Yes, the genre of horror and their awards we will be having in
There we
January.
go.
So
In
stay tuned
January,
for
right.
that.
The best month for it.
The yeah.
Yeah. It's a good month for horror January.
You know what? Sometimes you take the chips where they lay, Jimmy.
Damn right they do. We do.
Exactly.
And they're laying everywhere. We
That
got
would be an
chips
interesting
everywhere.
thing to do, though, because we do our horror episodes in October. If we just like waited to do horror awards, so we just did like from October to October and did horror awards that way. It'd be such a weird scale because we'd have films from two different years, like
Yeah.
competing against each other.
You could just
We'd
do for.
be the one podcast doing it. That's for fucking sure. I
Yeah.
tell you that right now.
You
So,
could do like a
logical.
month of musicals, just musicals.
This is a great idea.
Just
I
musicals
we
on
love
top.
musicals on this show,
It's
and
a tangent, but I mean, yeah,
we'll
it's
have
one way
to
they
we'll
do
figure
it.
it out.
I think
Yeah.
it's brilliant. I think you should do it. Don't invite
Okay.
me though. I won't.
We won't
But
invite you, but
you
we'll take all
enjoy
the
it. Not
credit
no
for what.
musicals for me. I'm not really unless it's Anne in the Apocalypse.
I mean, that'd be
All right.
the first show. I'm
I'm
good.
gathering a lot of information as we're
Yes,
going here.
yeah.
We're going
It's a good
to
thing this
keep
is being
this going.
recorded.
Okay, so that's I think we've covered our show
We got a
notes.
lot of show notes.
Let's move on. Let's get to Smackdown quickies.
Trademark.
Each one down we move to top quickies.
TM.
Let's get to that.
Good.
Oh.
It's good.
Jimmy, what have you been watching recently?
not much. Nothing I can talk about, really. I did see something I can't talk about.
Ooh.
I'm trying to think last movie I saw that I really dug The Brutalist. That was
Yeah.
fantastic. I really dug September 5th.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a few little it seems like some of the award movies are really great this year. I'm kind of enjoying them. I did not see Maria with Angelina Jolie because I don't want to. Just, I don't know. I can't think of anything else I've watched.
All
I
good. Jimmy, let me ask you, Jimmy.
Christmas, man. I got shit to do.
Did you have any annual Christmas watches?
No.
Fair enough.
No. Oh wait, no, we did. We put on Anne in the Apocalypse.
It's a Christmas movie.
My friend's in it. I had to watch it.
It's
You
a
know? Of
Christmas movie.
course.
That's
Yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
That's what I did. And I think the wife watched Die Hard. She's going through all the Die Hard movies. So
Objectively, a Christmas movie.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie. So
100%.
Die Hard too.
There's no
Thank
reason
you.
to repeat the sentence like it's a mystery. It's just true. Like,
Exactly.
it's kind of one of those stupid arguments that we
it
find
is,
ourselves
but
having every year, and it's like, who fucking cares?
I just wanted to be in the same league as like, I could just say director. I don't need to say female director. I could just say Die Hard and not have to say, the Christmas movie. Like we
Yeah.
just either just establish things to me. That's how I should feel it should be. It should roll
Why does
out.
Lethal Weapon not get the same love? Because that's kind of a Christmas movie too.
It
The
is a,
first
I
one?
mean, it's a Shane Black film. It's
That's
probably a
true.
Christmas movie.
Yeah. That's a
Like,
good point there.
I mean,
Yeah.
you're introduced to Riggs shopping for Christmas trees.
Riggs.
they don't make it hard to figure these things out. So,
Yeah. I
like,
know. I'm like, come on, man.
true.
Come on.
Jimmy, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Have you carried on yet?
Carried on? No, I
Have
haven't.
you watched Carry On?
No, I don't care.
Oh, man, you should.
Nope,
Well,
I'm good.
it.
You like Taron?
He's fine. Yeah, he's good. He's good. I like him. It didn't look very interesting. I don't care.
I'm just telling you as a friend, you should watch Carry On.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Abe, what have you seen recently?
Christmas rewatch, Home Alone, of course.
Oh, is that what
Why?
you watched?
Yeah.
Did you put Home Alone
You had to.
Any new
I'm mad at that
revelations?
movie.
New
I hate
revelations? Yeah, there was somebody had posted a clip of Mitch Murphy, the neighbor, who mouths the line of the driver that is saying, "Geez, kid, I don't know, why don't you hit the road?" And I'd never picked that up before. So yeah, new gem. There you go.
As in the neighbor kid was saying the line,
He's yeah,
like,
he's mouthing the line of the other guy in the same scene.
does he have a line also? Like, is he doing that so
He
he can do
doesn't
the
have the
work?
line. No, he
Okay, so
just
he's just
leaves
bored
after
on
that
set.
kid. That guy tells him to get hit the road. And
He's
then,
just, that's just like multiple takes. He's just like, I guess I'm saying the lines too
yeah,
now.
he's doing a pew from Star Wars. That thing. But the nieces and nephews were over, and we watched Taro, and so it was a terrible movie. And it's
Yeah,
Jimmy's face says it all. It's like,
probably better than Home Alone.
No, I
well, come
Home Alone
on.
is
one of the worst movies
even
I've
as
ever
one that's also
heard.
not a
I
huge fan of Home
hated them.
Alone. I can't go that. I can't go that far.
Yes, it's it, he is. That is one of the worst leading performances I've ever seen in any movie, period. I hate that movie so bad.
Had no idea. I had
I
no
hate
idea,
Home Alone.
Jimmy.
I
When
hate
I
it.
have the Home Alone 1000th rewatch, I will get you on just to get your hot take.
I'll never watch it again. I watched it once. I think I turned it off after 1 hour and 20 minutes. I said, no, my time is way more
An
important.
hour and
I was
20
older.
minutes. Seems like
I
a
was
flawed
older.
take.
I was older. Like when I saw, I was older. So I'm like,
Yeah.
this is just
Didn't
stupid.
work for you. Yeah.
You don't even know how it ends, if he's still home alone or not.
And you could tell how it would end.
No, his
You don't
parents will
need to
come
watch
home.
that whole thing. You
He,
can kind of figure it
no,
out.
no, Jimmy, he spoiler alert, he gets killed by Joe Pesci and Daniel
Well,
Stern.
see, that
Yeah,
I
they
would
kill
have
him. They kill the
fine.
kid.
Kill him.
They drown him.
That would
The wet bandits.
This is getting dark.
Yeah, that's just a movie I wanted, and now I didn't get it.
All good. All good. Don't
I
worry.
missed the New York one, so I
Aaron's a
didn't see
bigger
the
fan than I am
third.
of Home Alone 2, Lost in New York,
It's
but.
mainly out of spite for the first movie, but yes, sure.
Oh, both you guys are against me now. Okay.
That first movie sucked.
Yeah. So just some family watches for me this time around, and then I've got to catch up on some screeners.
For Christmas, you didn't turn the kids on to Terrifier 3. You didn't say, "Hey,
No, no.
guess what I was brave enough to go
That
see
would have
in
been a
theaters."
fun. Yeah, that would actually would have been a fun one if I just showed them the opening of Terrifier 3 and just be like, all right, good night.
Have you seen that? I don't think I sent you guys that Instagram clip of like the it's a dude, Jimmy knows what I'm talking about already. It's a family and like somebody, one of the people in the family put Terrifier 3 on just saying, here's a Christmas movie, and then like
Hilarious.
and they're filming the whole family,
It's
like
hilarious.
mom, grandma, aunts, uncles, like
Oh
all
my
watching the opening
gosh.
of Terrifier 3.
I've
And
got to find this. Send this to me,
I
Kevin.
think they watched the
It's
whole
a really
movie. I think they watched the whole
Yeah,
freaking
because
movie.
it
They
keeps like
didn't
just
stop him?
it keeps jumping in time, and so you just see their reactions as they're like kind of like
Oh my
becoming
gosh.
more numb to it as it goes along
I mean,
before.
most people, it's you know what's funny? When I had it reminded me when I had a party when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I invited everyone over, and I was like, "Well, let's watch some classic horror." I rented Day of the Dead with George Romero.
Oh, there you go.
Everyone walked out. Everyone, they're like, that's
Boo.
disgusting. They couldn't watch it. I was like, "Oh, okay,
I
fine."
can't believe
Why
that
is this
Steven
movie worse?
Spielberg.
Why is this movie not as well paced as Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah, I can't
That's what
believe
they're
that Steven
saying.
Spielberg went to your party and then left, Jimmy. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, he's
Steven, get it together.
no,
Why aren't
right?
these characters as fleshed out as the other movie? I want Rhodes
You've
to have
got
more
to
dimension than just
watch
being
that
an
thing.
asshole.
Oh my God, that thing is so funny. It's especially like the woman who stays and watches it. That's,
Oh,
oh
in the
God, yeah.
video?
Yeah, the
Terrifier
I've got
thing.
Aaron,
Yeah.
send this to me
We'll
afterwards.
find this and I'll try to
Yeah.
put it in show notes if I remember.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, good. I watched a few things. Let's see. First up,
What did you watch?
couple TV shows. I watched The Madness on Netflix. This is with Colman Domingo.
Oh, heard of it. Okay.
It's he plays like a CNN anchor. He take What I like already about the show is that I finished it. It's like 8 episodes, but
Okay.
it stars Colman Domingo, and he gets like a rental house in the Poconos. What's funny is that it's Colman Domingo. He has a very distinctive voice, and so hearing
Yes.
him say Poconos over and over again is very entertaining. But regardless, he sees like a murder that takes place, and he's not supposed to see it. Obviously, he's like it's kind of a wrong man, wrong time scenario. And the whole show is about him being involved in this new conspiracy involving white supremacists, and he has to like get to the bottom of like what's going on, why was this random person murdered, who's it connected to, and why are they coming after me now? It's a pretty solid show. Colman Domingo is very good in it. The supporting cast in there is pretty good. You got a few people of note in there. I can't say all the names right now because I'm just going to try to think too hard about it.
Please
But
say
it's
all
just it's
the
just.
names right now. Please say every name.
You have
Even the guy that plays the hot dog.
Stephen McKinley Henderson is in there,
Okay.
among what's his face?
Yeah, what is
Oxy
his face?
Barry
Yeah, what is
Energy.
his face? Oh,
There's but there's a,
three
there's another people
seconds.
in there. It's a good show.
Oh, lost the
I
game.
enjoyed the
No,
show.
no.
Jimmy's the unofficial winner.
I'm not watching the show now just because of that.
It's a solid series. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I started Squid Game season two.
Okay.
I was a big fan of the first season.
Sure.
I
Is
started the second.
Squidward in it a lot, or is he just a side character?
They seem to tease him out this time around, so we'll see what happens if he comes into more of the play or not.
Love Squidward.
I think it's more of a Plankton origin story this time around.
That makes sense.
But so far I'm one episode in because I just haven't had time to keep going. But like I was wondering, like, is this gonna, like, can you do more of this? And is it gonna, like, take a while for me to, like, get invested in it? Because, like, I think the first season of Squid Game, it took me a couple episodes to be like, okay, now I'm, like, in. Now I'm, like, really, like, I want to see where this is going. This one, I'm like, I'm in. I'm, like, right away.
Oh,
This, like, kind of draw me in. It was like, I want to see
okay.
where it goes. I have no idea what's gonna transpire or if it will be as strong as the first season, but I like what I'm getting so far. So
Okay. After one episode, good. I
Oh,
watched.
you know what? Before you go, I do want to add one thing I did watch that I want to get out there. So,
Sure.
okay, I have the floor. All righty. There's a wonderful movie. It's called The Devil and the Daylong Brothers. It's coming out in the end of the month, January 31st. It is one of the most original, entertaining films I've seen in a long time. It's funny, it's intense, it's violent, it's a musical. It's a little bit of
I
everything.
love it.
It is fantastic. It's really fantastic. Please look for this movie. It's really good. It's
The
a
Devil and the
great,
Daylong Brothers? Okay.
yeah, it's great cast, great performances from everybody, and it's I really am hoping that people see it. It's a cool film, and my buddy of mine, Brendan Bradley, who was also fantastic in Succubus, this year's Succubus.
Okay.
He's a blast in it. One, you know, you it's a treat. If you like Tarantino, like it's got that kind of energy. It's a
Okay.
lot of fun. I liked it a lot.
Quiver
Great.
picked this up, so this will be on Canopy and Hoopla in no time.
That's
Wow.
why. That's why I'm like, I want people to go see it beforehand.
Easy to access, yeah.
Yeah. I want to disappear there, you know what I'm saying?
All right, well,
Good pickup.
Yeah.
Devil of the Daylong Brothers. Got it.
Thank you.
Adding it to the list.
Keep that in mind. What else did I see? I watched The 6888. This is the new Tyler Perry film. It's
Okay.
a World War II period drama. It stars Kerry Washington. It's based on a true story about service women that went overseas to help with the mail. The mail was not getting anywhere as far as people writing back and forth during World War II, and there was a plan to correct that using the all black female units. Not with the intention of achieving success, because that's how people were at that time. But hey, guess what happened? They were successful. This is a movie that has its heart in the right place, but the problem is that Tyler Perry directed it, and he's just not good at this. Like,
Okay.
that just seems to be the issue. Like, I'm not going to say I'm an expert in Tyler Perry movies. I haven't watched all of them, but of the things I've seen, it's just like he gets casts, and there's elements in there that can work if there is a better filmmaker behind the camera. And it's a shame because, like, this is a good story. Like, it's by default probably one of his best movies, but it just doesn't quite come together because, as a filmmaker, he just doesn't really seem to know how to, like, make these stories work better than they should. So
Okay.
it's a shame. I will say, I'm speaking as, a film critic, someone that watches movies on the regular. For a general audience that's watching this on Netflix, no doubt they will be entertained and enjoy and feel the message that's coming through on this kind of movie. Like, I get that. And I have
Yeah.
nothing against anyone enjoying something like that. From my perspective, it's just not that great. But still, it has its heart in the right place, like I'm saying.
Okay.
So. Hollywood, Hollywood. Christmas watches I had. I put on The Muppet Christmas Carol,
Yes.
which is
Does
always a
Jamie have a
joy.
problem with that one?
No, I'm good with that. I
Yes.
like Muppets. I
Yeah.
like Muppets. I think it's
Muppets.
a fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Muppet, Jimmy?
Oh, well, I tried to hit on Miss Piggy, so that's why.
Yeah, that sounds
She
about right.
was into it too. Like
She
I
was into it
wait.
too.
She was into
I was gonna take Kermit the
it.
Curb and basically take we were gonna go out and hang, so
You guys
yeah.
want to hear my micro impression of Miss Piggy?
Now I do.
Hiya!
That's way better than I expected.
Not bad.
The first time I've ever done it.
I enjoyed it. I
Thank
enjoyed
you.
it.
I decided to engage in one cheesy Christmas movie because I'm like, let's see one of these, and it wasn't a Hallmark one. It was on HBO Max. It's called A Hollywood Christmas.
Oh,
And
okay.
what I liked about this premise was it's about the making of a cheesy Christmas movie,
Oh.
and while they're making it, an actual cheesy Christmas story takes place. So like you have the, like a director, a female director, and a producer, and they like start falling in love on the set while they're making this other cheesy Christmas movie. And you're seeing like the footage of the cheesy movie, and it's like, yeah, this is a pretty cheesy movie. And meanwhile, the actual like, you know, main story is like, well, this is also pretty cheesy. It's not self-aware enough to be like a better film, but it's still decent. Like I had a good time for one of these kind of movies. Like, all right, that's fun.
So you highly recommend it, is what you're saying.
I think it's entirely fine. It was perfectly whelming.
Wow.
Perfectly whelming. Got it. Yeah.
And then because I saw the news that Christopher Nolan's making The Odyssey, I'm
Yeah.
like, well, that's cool. Also, let me just go watch Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? So I did that.
Oh, huh. There you go.
Which like I think that's made like I think I had like 10th or something on my Coen list. It like as in it's not like one of my all-time Coen movies, but at the same time, it's like this movie just brings such a giant smile on my face anytime I watch it. Like it's such an enjoyable film. It's got such a great cast. There's so many great lines in it. Every time like they start playing the song again at the end when they're on like the big it's at the big like it's like a big the big performance where they're all everybody's in the room and everything, and they start playing the song and everyone recognizes it. They're like, oh, hot damn, it's the Soggy Bottom Boys. It is the biggest like expression of joy that I get from watching
There you go.
that.
It's great.
But that's just a fun. I like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou quite a bit.
I do
Yeah,
too.
and I'm still curious if the Coen brothers have ever actually read The Odyssey because they hadn't at the time.
Doubtful.
probably not. Yes. All
Yes.
right, that's out of quickies.
Trademark.
Let's move on now. Let's get to our trailer talk. We're talking about one of the newest movie trailers of the week, what is coming out, what we thought of it, what have you. This week, we're talking The Death of a Unicorn. This is an upcoming supernatural comedy with maybe some horror from director and writer Alex Sharfman. Stars Paul Rudd, Jenna Ortega, Richard E. Grant, Ta Leone, Will Poulter, many people here. It deals with a man and his teenage daughter who accidentally crash into a unicorn while en route to see their boss. And I guess they take said unicorn and use its properties to deal with things. But then there's obviously going to be ramifications from killing a unicorn, I imagine.
Well, it's
That's
a
my
serious
speculation.
crime, man. You can't kill a unicorn. That there's a serious
Sure.
law with that. I mean, you're treating this like a joke. The poor unicorn was hurt.
Unicorn
I'm
lover Jimmy
sorry.
O.
I'm you're
sorry.
not wrong.
He's the president of the Unicorn Fan Club.
I am.
I wasn't trying to treat it like a joke. I just thought of a funny thing while I was saying it. Completely different.
Sure. Okay, I'll take the. I'll take the. Oh, fine. Go on.
This is coming from A24. By the way, it has a score by John Carpenter and his son,
Oh.
John Cody and Daniel Davies.
Okay.
Which was I remember that catching my attention. That's why I was like, oh yeah, this movie. But Jimmy, where were you with this trailer? What do you think of this Death of a Unicorn?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, like it could be cute, it could be fun. It looks a little bit like A24 is really pushing a lot of these like bodies, 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 the Y2K. This kind of comedy horror, it hasn't fully connected with me on these. I thought they were both fine. Although I love Fred Durst and Y2K. Oh my God, he was hilarious. But
I agree.
movie itself, I was like, eh, it's all right. It's fine. It's cute.
It's
It's
a movie.
fun. It's a movie that I got the vibes from this that it's like going to be like, okay, cool, whatever. It didn't blow me away. It's fine. It's fine.
Fair enough. Abe?
Yeah, I'm there with Jimmy. I think it's okay. I'm not sure where they're gonna go with it, and if they go the route of incredibly graphic, violent, weird movie, I'm down with it. But the vibes I'm getting from it are sort of what Jimmy was talking about with maybe some bodies, bodies, bodies thing, where it's a little bit more, perhaps more, in the zeitgeist. But who knows? I'm gonna go check it out anyway. But I was okay with the trailer.
What, did you hit a unicorn? Is that why you seem a little
I
nervous?
can't say this is being recorded, Jimmy.
Oh, you're right.
You
Sorry.
can't see it though, but I'm doing it with the camera right now.
Oh my God.
Definitely yes, and I would do it again. Why would you hold up that sign?
Wow.
The How about you, Aaron?
I can't say that I'm too far off from you guys. I feel like I'm more interested because of the involvement of certain people, like putting Rudd into an A24 comedy. All right, giving me a Carpenter score.
Sure.
Okay. Larry
Sure.
Fong's the cinematographer. It's gonna
Great
look good.
cinematographer. Yeah.
Like, so it's like there's a lot of ingredients here. Now, have I been spurned before by like seeing so much good stuff and then it doesn't, match my expectation? Sure.
Sure.
But at the same time, the movie called Death of a Unicorn, that gives me something to look at and be like, yeah, all right, let's see where this goes.
At least original. Hey, there you
It
go.
is it's certainly original, that's for sure.
Sure. Yeah.
It is the debut from Scharfman. He's been a producer on several of other movies, but this is like his directorial debut, so I'll be curious how that all works out. But Jimmy, you're not wrong. Like, yeah, seeing kind of the as far as the kind of comedic horror things that A24 has been putting out, which is not like a studio issue necessarily, it's just more of like they just happen to be doing that lately.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, some of them have worked better than others, so we
Yeah, I
shall
wasn't a
see.
fan of Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. I know a lot of people like that. I thought it was the twist was good, but I didn't give a shit about any character at all. So I was like, I don't care. I
Kill them
just don't
all.
care. It was fine. It was fine. It was well done, but I didn't give a shit. I get that vibe from this trailer. I'll be honest with you. I'm not really. It could be great. Could be awesome. It could be really, really cool. I don't know. Maybe Fred Durst shows up. That'd be cool.
He's having a great year.
He
He's
is?
having a great
I saw
year.
this one. I saw the TV glow and Y2K.
He likes working as I discussed with him. He likes working with A24.
There you
So
go.
we'll see what happens. What if he does show up in another unicorn next year?
I think we have to just immediately text Jimmy and be like, "You nailed it."
That's what I'm hoping for.
All right. Well, Death of Unicorn opens sometime spring 2025 is what I'm seeing right now. So
Okay.
we shall see. All right, let's move on. Let's get to our main review for Nosferatu.
This creature is a force more powerful than evil. Its desire is to consume all life on Earth. Only you can redeem us.
That should have been some of the trailer for Nosferatu. Director Robert Eggers has been a longtime fan of Nosferatu, having put together a stage show of the film back in high school and expressing his plans to remake the film back when The Witch was first released. Now he's finally done it. Set in the mid-19th century, we at first follow the story of Thomas Hutter, who has been tasked with handling a real estate deal with the reclusive Count Orlok. As it turns out, Orlok has grander plans that involve leaving his home in Transylvania and heading to Germany to go after Thomas's wife, Ellen, bringing the plague with him in the process. To stop him, a controversial professor and others will do what they can to take on the deadly vampire. Jimmy O, I know you've been excited to talk about Nosferatu. Now your time has finally come. What did you think
That
of
was
this
pretty
film?
good. I
Yes!
didn't
I love the cutoff before Aaron.
even wait for
So
you to
excited.
finish. Oh my. No, yeah, it, I so I yeah, I this is a movie that it's similar, I heard that comparison to Crimson Peak, and I kind of agree because I think this is a I don't think this is really Nosferatu isn't technically just it's a gothic horror. It's a gothic romance. This is a love triangle in a lot of ways. It's a and it's I was so just I thought it was incredibly compelling. I thought it was incredibly be stop coughing. I thought it was incredibly beautiful. I thought it was incredible. I loved every single performance in this. Even Aaron Taylor-Johnson. I mean, he has the least colorful role in this. I mean, God, I mean, let's not knock the poor guy. He suffered through Craven. So, Oh, see, Aaron's almost gonna laugh. Almost gonna laugh, but
Price to
he's
get in for
crying.
the show.
Oh,
He's
I'm
a true
crying.
professional.
Too professional. Look at that. Oh my God, it's coming. It's coming, Aaron. You're gonna laugh. I loved it. I love this
Right?
film. I think it's and I was so moved by it. I was so fascinated by it. I thought it was incredibly dark. I thought it was incredibly uncompromising. I thought it was incredibly God, I love the story, you know, and I think it's the best. I personally, I would give this film, I prefer this much more than Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula,
Sure.
by far, because there's a grounded nature to it, and I you know, and I get why it wouldn't work for everybody. It's not, you know, it's not. Ooh, let's. It's not super exciting. It's a slow build, a slow burn, but. No, man, I love Eggers. I think he's a interesting man to interview, but I think he's a fantastic filmmaker, and I think he kind of he never really strays away from his vision, and that's a good thing. I like it. I like what he's putting out there, and I think this is his fourth really strong, solid film. It might be my favorite of his four.
All right. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, Abe, I
Yes.
want to know. I feel like you've been pretty cool with Eggers so far, and
Yeah, he and I are on texting terms.
They're
Yeah,
together buddies.
nowadays. And I know I've heard a lot of takes that I'll call I don't know, dumb about this movie. So I want to hear what you
Dumb.
think
Wait,
about
why did you
Nosferatu.
give me that question? Are you saying that I'm the dumb guy?
No, I've just heard a lot of different takes on Nosferatu that don't amount to a whole lot. And so I want to finally hear from some smart people like yourself and Jimmy about what you guys think of Nosferatu.
Good save. I quite enjoyed Nosferatu. I thought it was pretty fun. I remember just watching this movie, and visually, it's incredible. I think that Eggers' his style is one that I really quite enjoy. But there's even more to that on a technical level. A lot of his transitions are just really fun. Really, they kind of help you make you feel like you are uneased and or part of like this weird fever dream at times too, which is great. But on the whole, I think some folks who have seen the 1922 version, if you have seen that, I would hope that you enjoy this because it's the same story. It's just that they kind of have voices now and kind of have some more to do, I suppose. But I had a good time with it. I had a fun time with it. Was I scared? Not necessarily. I think that Eggers has probably made some more visually arresting movies in the past, but I think that this is a really fun romp, and I hope that people, oh, it sounds like people went to go out in droves to see it, so
Yeah,
I'm
they
glad
did
about
pretty
that.
well. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I
yeah,
don't
I
forget
had a
about
good
the
time.
70s film. I mean, the 70 films is 70s
The Herzog film is fantastic also,
is
yes.
fantastic. I mean, this is one of those rare stories that has been told three times really well.
There
Really well.
you go.
You know?
I'm a big fan of Nosferatu, the Murnau film, as well as the Herzog film, and I've actually seen it way more times in recent years than I would have thought,
Sure.
for different reasons. We did a commentary. I saw it with the Radiohead score put next to the 22 when I talked about that before on here, which was pretty cool. You guys are not wrong as far as the popularity of this latest version. It's made 43 million so far,
Right.
which is, for an R-rated focus feature coming out at Christmas time, that's pretty fucking fantastic for
That's great.
Nosferatu. Like, that could have been the ceiling for this movie, and instead it's like that's just the start of it. So I'm very happy for Eggers, especially coming off of The Northman, which I think we all really liked a lot, and that it, you know, it didn't do quite well at the box office, but VOD was amazing apparently. So but so this version, Nosferatu, I was super excited to go into it because I'm like, yeah, let's see him do the, you know, the last time I saw someone that was so heavily invested in like their dream project of like, you know, I want to make my version of this thing that I love, outside of like, I guess Del Toro with like Pinocchio and stuff, it was Peter Jackson for King Kong, and I fucking love King Kong. So seeing Eggers be like, I want to make my Nosferatu, I'm like, let's do it. Okay, he
I thought you were
delivers.
going to say Freddy got fingered, but okay.
In terms of remaking something they love from their childhood.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry. Yeah,
Yeah,
I
I mean,
get
yes, we all remember Howard Hawks as Freddy Got Fingered, but I don't think he was
One of
remaking
my favorite films.
that
Classic.
film.
My
But no,
latest.
Eggers Nosferatu, I'm a big fan of as well. I think it's it steeped in atmosphere feels like an understatement. There's a shot when like Holt is getting into like the into the into
Carriage?
Transylvania, into his mountains.
Oh,
Like
sure.
he's in the carriage and he's on the way to his castle, and you just see like just like the darkness creep inside him, and he's just like trying to, he's struggling to breathe because of how thick the mood is, just trying to get to this fucking Carpathian castle that he's going to. It's awesome. Like I loved all that. I will say, like, for when it comes to Nosferatu, specifically Nosferatu, not Dracula, but like the Nosferatu story, even in the Dracula stories for that matter, like I am always more of a fan of the opening stuff with like with Thomas Hutter or you know or Jonathan Harker in the Dracula versions.
Sure.
Like that stuff is the most compelling to me, like the first like third of the movie. That's not to say that the rest of the movie doesn't work for me, but like that is the stuff I was most excited for because I always like seeing him enter this dark arena and like you know come meet Orlok and experience what this crazy place is and everything. So like getting all that stuff from the get-go is like this is great. I'm loving all of this. Holt's giving a great scared as shit performance.
A lot of
It's
good
lovely.
physical acting in this movie.
For sure.
Oh,
A lot
yeah.
of good convulsion acting in this movie.
Yeah, especially from
It's
Lily Rose Depp, too.
well, and speaking of which, yes, when we get to like the rest of this movie after we're kind of like away from the you know the buddy comedy that starts at the beginning of the movie, the biggest surprise, because I mean we could talk all about you know how good it looks and the score and the performance. The thing that surprised me the most is that Lily Rose Depp is the MVP of this movie. Like I had no reason to expect this from her. Like I thought she'd be fine. Her casting once because it took a while to get this movie made. I know Anya Taylor-Joy was going to be in this movie for a while. At this point in Anya Taylor-Joy's career, could she pull this part off?
No,
Probably, but she
I
could.
don't
I
think
mean, she
so.
could she pull it off? I think so. But would she do it in the same way that felt as effective as I thought Depp was here? I don't think so because she just seems too tough at this point. Like I don't know if I could buy her as big as vulnerable as Depp is, but like the way she has to use that her kind of. You know, her slightness and then turn that into empowerment over the course of the film, I thought was just really, really impressive. So, like, there's a lot more we can talk about. We can talk all about Skarsgård as Orlok and all this stuff. But, like, as far as things I want to highlight, I mean, it's the mood of this film, the look of this thing, and the fact that out of nowhere, Lily-Rose Depp gives this, like, phenomenal female performance in the Nosferatu story that allows more agency and more addressing of the kind of the sexual repression and female empowerment that this movie seems to be aiming for, even more so than the average Dracula slash Nosferatu story, so.
I'm not surprised by her though, because I did see the what was the film she did with George Mackay.
Wolves?
Well, yeah,
Wolves?
she was
Wolves? Oh,
very good in
yeah.
that too. Very good in that. This is a hell of a performance from her. It is a stunning work. She's great in this.
That's true. Yeah.
I agree, and it requires it, given like the
Yeah,
way that
she
like
would
this movie,
need it.
like it. I don't say it's not like a twist or anything, but like it does kind of, it moves the needle more towards her than I would have expected. Like
Yeah.
the story generally is, you know, it's kind of balances all the characters around. This one is like, oh no, this is her story. Like
Right.
that's really, and I mean it opens that way, so it kind of gives you that to begin with. So.
Yeah.
It does, yeah. And I didn't realize how much of the movie that she was going to be a part of as well, but she is quite a part of like 65% of the movie. Like it's a lot of like what Aaron you're saying, like a lot of on her shoulders. Nicholas Holt is there too, but he is he becomes like a side character like in the middle of the movie.
Yeah, it does.
And so it kind of just focuses on Orlok and
Ellen.
Ellen. Yeah. So yeah, it's good performances there.
Let's talk about Nosferatu, Count
Yeah,
Orlok
okay.
himself. I like that the movie or you know the leading up to the movie, we didn't know what this was going to be. Like we you know we knew he's in it, we knew he's this guy, he's going to be a vampire. Okay, cool. Seeing him, I was so I personally, I love the look of Nosferatu in this
I
movie.
do too.
I think the
Yeah.
compare like I've seen Nosferatus. I know what, you know, bald, weird face, hands, all that stuff. So like the fact this movie makes very specific choices to for one thing represent the Bram Stoker novel about the closest we've ever gotten it.
Okay.
But to do it so differently where he has this big mustache and he looks like this you know this Transylvanian oligarch that's now like a zombie. Cool. I'm so like into this disgusting monster thing. Like it really it impressed me because I didn't see that coming. I was like, Oh, this is what we're going for. Okay,
Yeah.
that's the impression. Jimmy, you seem to agree. Hey, what do you think of the Nosferatu
I
design?
wasn't sure where they were going to do with it either. And at a certain point, I was like, okay, well, they're probably going to do that Renfield thing where, Orlok is not fully, quote unquote, human formed yet. But no, they're just like, this is how he looks, man. And I dug it. I dug a lot of the dialogue and interaction with Hutton and Orlok when they're just talking about real estate and papers, just because of the Orlok presence. And again, he's just the transitions are incredible in this movie, but there's just the Orlokness of him speaking in his dialect and then his hand motions. Like, I dug all of the characterizations, all of the thought put into his scars, his mustache, like we were talking about, his hands, his features, the way that he stands and talks. It's like, it's incredible. So yeah, good work by the team, but also good work by our boy from John Wick chapter three.
I've been liking Skarsgård a lot the recent
Yeah.
year. Like he's been doing some stuff that I've quite enjoyed here.
Sure.
Even
Right.
regardless of some of the movies he might have been in, I just like seem to like him more now than I kind of have. Not that I didn't like him, it's just more I just wasn't impressed with some of the movies he was in. But like
So you didn't
this
like him, is what
Nosferatu,
you're saying. You really hated him, is what you're
I couldn't like
You hate Jimmy, they're not on texting terms.
I assumed he was slapping animals behind our backs. That's what I assumed.
Yeah, I can
Now.
see. Goodness. My goodness.
But how did you guys think of I guess the evolution of Orlok in this movie? Because again, I was like, okay, well, he's going to become fully formed by the end of this movie. Like, did you guys also have a similar thought, or you guys
No.
were okay?
No, I actually I for me it was like what I one of the things I really responded to the film was the fact that they've grounded it so much where he is this just vicious, vile
Yeah.
old man. Whether take out the that he sucks blood, there's just something grotesque about him.
Correct.
And that to me is far more frightening than some kind of, over the top scary kind of. I mean, it works in some films, sure. You have that kind of the monster, but I thought the humanity, they made him such a human. They made him so hu there's something
A good
really,
point.
yeah, it's there's something really eerie about that.
Yeah.
That he's I yeah, and even oh my God, I loved it. I love
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of this film.
Was
I'm
there
very
any one sequence that you love the most, Jimmy?
I the hand the shadow
Over the city.
going over the city. I thought
It's, yeah.
that was incredibly beautiful. I
Yes.
the when he visits her friend's family.
Oh.
Oh, that was so
It was
unsettling.
a fun sequence, but I feel bad for people
Well,
involved in the scene.
especially that one scene with
Yep,
yeah,
yeah,
I
yeah.
don't want to spoil
Right,
anything
yeah.
because but that was so it was so horrifying without actually showing anything.
Right,
You just show it in silhouettes, and it was like, oh my God, that is it was
yeah.
really unsettling. This movie stuck with me for a
I'm
long
glad.
time.
A couple things. As far as favorite like scenes or what have you, I don't want to get too far into it, but I absolutely love the final shot of this movie. I think it's fantastic. It's just a, basically a, an overhead shot of something, and
I know what you're talking about.
I think it's beautiful in the way of, despite everything going on within that
You
scene, I
know what I
think
have
it's
to say about
beautiful.
the scene? Count Orlok, you gotta stop skipping leg day.
Ah, good point.
But as far as far as like the scare factor of this thing goes, this is a jumpier movie than I expected. Like
Interesting.
it
Okay.
really kind of aimed. Like I'm not gonna say it was scary,
Right.
like because it's, I don't know.
It's unsettling.
I'm
Yeah,
beyond
it's
that. For
yeah,
me,
right. I agree with you
personally, I'm
there.
just not there to be like, oh no. But
I
like
didn't think it was that scary, but it is
in
unsettling.
terms of
Yeah.
construction, I do think it aims to try to be scarier than I expected it to be,
Okay.
as far as the way it's using music, the way Orlok pounces on people, what have you.
Yeah.
And in terms of now speaking to Orlok and his kind of the use of him as a horror villain, what I loved is the way he drains blood. Like it's so
Sure.
primal for him, and it's so direct. It's not, Jimmy, you brought up Bram Stoker's Dracula already, and it's like. Understandably, yes, you could call that film to mind because it's the Dracula story and it's a very
Sure.
stylish Dracula story, so how would you not? But at the same time, when I think of Nosferatu, I really do in my mind think of it separately from Dracula, because Dracula, they're vampires, so there's a similarity, obvious, and it's the same book that it's being
Sure.
based on. But Dracula is a lover, right? Dracula is someone that is trying to seduce you, not just through like hypnotic means, but because he's a good-looking guy. Like, you know, he's Dracula.
Well, no, I
Nosferatu.
mean, in the book, he's not, though. If
And
it,
I'm not talking about the book, I'm
right.
just talking about these adaptations.
Right,
In
right.
the
Yeah,
in
fair
these very
enough.
cinematic versions of Dracula, you know,
Wait, Gary Oldman was good looking in that?
you have your Gary
He's
Oldman,
a. Did you see his hair, Jimmy?
you have your Frank, you
Whoa!
have your Frank Langella, you have obviously Jack Palance,
Right.
but you know, in when it comes to Nosferatu, that's not really the drive of these stories, right? Like there's an intoxication, I guess, because of the way they're connected through blood or whatnot. But he's still like a creepy monster guy. Like he's not, you know, trying to woo you over because he's so charming. Like that's not really his deal. So like watching this version, this latest version of Nosferatu compared to the Herzog and the Murnau, I like that he's so primal and like it's not just like let me get on your neck or what have you. He's like I'm going straight for where the good stuff is. He
Sure.
goes for the heart, and he's just draining you. And like seeing this,
Very
I've seen it twice.
animal-like.
It's very animal-like, very animalistic. I've seen it twice so far. The second time I saw it in Dolby,
Okay.
the sound design of this movie is
Oh,
incredible because
God,
you
yes.
watching him the first time you see him like really attack and he goes for Holt, and you just see him like on the floor. Pumping blood out of his heart. It's so gross. And I've used that word very much as a positive way to describe how Nosferatu is. Whenever people ask me how's Nosferatu, I say it's gross. And I mean
And
it in a
again,
good
like
way.
details matter because it's not just that he's like sucking. There's a whole entire body convulsion motion. And so, like, good work by the folk Eggers for thinking this up and kind of putting it on screen because it is quite an involved action.
Primal.
Yes.
Utterly primal.
Yeah.
I really appreciated that. Again, just like the different, it you know, because Abe, you're entirely not wrong. It's Nosferatu. Like, if I had any, it's not even a complaint, but if I had any like drawback from the film, it's like, yeah, it's not really telling a new story. It's just telling that story again. Nothing wrong with that, but
They
yes, it's
expand
that.
on it in like the third
They
act
do.
by
It's, you know,
going
it's a half an hour longer, so
into
obviously it's
like
something
demeanor stuff,
like.
right? But yeah, because I think the 22 film ends with just the ship going, or does the ship make it
No,
to
the 22, they end the same. Like it's the same story. It's just there's just more character stuff. There's more. There's yeah,
Speaking of
Aaron Taylor
characters,
Johnson.
all those guys, yeah. I
Yeah.
think,
Let's
Jimmy,
talk
you were
about.
mentioning that the love triangle part of it, but I think that there's also another part of this story that is also quite tragic, which is why I didn't think this movie was like overall scary, but I did think that it was kind of a bummer because some of these characters,
Yes, it's a bummer. Yes.
yeah, these characters are clearly in love, and their arc in this movie is just so tragic.
I know.
And
If
that
only
for like,
Orlok and her could have been together. I mean,
that's true. Yeah.
they're
So,
so
but yeah, you have
in love.
Aaron Taylor Johnson and Emma Corrin, but then you also have, you know, it seems like an Eggers favorite, Ralph Ineson in here, and of course,
Yeah,
Willem
and
Dafoe.
Defoe.
Yeah. Has Simon McBurney been in any of Eggers' past films? I
Certainly
don't
seems like he
know,
should
but
have
he
been.
seems like a yeah, he seems like a character guy that is perfectly fit for an Eggers type movie. But I thought that the supporting cast here was really fun, and it's cool that they all sort of got their own backstory in this movie.
I would agree. I mean, by default, I think Defoe's the most fun here because he's just
I
having
mean,
the
he's just hamming it up.
he's having a blast as not Van Helsing. He's doing the job here. And he does give a jolt to like because like it is a movie that yes, it kind of slow plays what it's doing and whatnot. That's not again, these aren't detriments, it's just more of the approach it's taking. But Defoe does liven things up once he gets on scene, because that can only take so much of Aaron Taylor Johnson being like, that's not real. So like having Defoe be here, be like, no, I'm a scientist, believe me, this is real. Like this is and we're gonna get deep into it. There's a lot of just good work here for a lot of Emma Corrin as well as
She's
Johnson's
really
wife.
good. She's really good now.
There's a lot of just good reacting to evil plague stuff that's happening in this movie that I think is
Yeah.
really well handled.
Real rats. Yeah, a
Real
lot of real
lots
rats.
of
Yeah.
rats.
Well-trained rats is what I think the quote from Eggers, right? So.
I mean, production design, score, like all these things are
Yeah,
top
the
notch.
score is really good.
The
I mean, look,
score.
we're talking about a technically a horror, a genre film
Sure.
being released on Christmas Day. Be because
It's true.
sincerely, if any horror film is going to get an Oscar nomination this year, it will be Nosferatu.
That'd be incredible. And I
It
hope that
should.
there are
It
maybe some
should. It
categories
should
on the technical
absolutely
side.
get
Yeah.
it. I am so
Hair, makeup, costume.
frustrated
Yeah.
by that. I'm so frustrated that the
Sure.
fact that
Genre films.
some of the best performances of this year have been in horror. Period. Period.
That's
So
true. Yeah.
stop with the bullshit. It just has to be, ooh, the Oscar type films.
Right.
No.
Yeah. These
Let's.
dramas. Yeah. A lot of genre films are really good. And it's unfortunate that the Academy is just like, that's not really what we go for. It's like, yes,
Yes.
but this movie's incredible, and it's performed. There's incredible performances, and there's also incredible, again, technical work being done.
Yeah,
So,
I mean, that's always been I've always been bothered by that, and I
yeah.
even more so now, especially, I'm hoping this movie is one that stands out and gets a few nominations, even though I don't actually watch the Oscars because they're boring.
Jimmy, I'm gonna slip Tom Hanks a 20, and let's see if he nominates it.
I
Adam.
would I'll give yeah I'll give him a 22.
There you go. $40, Tom.
Yeah,
He's
he
from
loves
Oakland. He
Tom.
gets it.
He gets it.
Eggers has been Academy friendly with his films when it comes to the technical awards. His
That's
film,
true.
The
That's
Lighthouse, is a
true.
cinematography nominee. Like, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a.
And from the way that he's been giving his interviews, like maybe they're trying to push for the friendly
Oh, they are. They're
Well, they
pushing.
are. It's a focus
They're going to
feature in
release it at
December.
this
Like
time.
they,
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
they know what they're doing.
They know what
Sure.
they're doing.
I had a question for you guys. Is there anything that you guys would say didn't work for you guys in this movie?
Here's where I am with that. I'm not the biggest Aaron Taylor Johnson fan. I think he works in certain things pretty well. This is the kind of role that I do not
Jimmy's
prefer.
face
This is
is
the kind of role that I generally don't prefer him in. This is like why I'm not a big fan of him. I don't think he's particularly bad here. I think he's fine. That said, I am curious if he and Holt switched roles, how that would have gone. Because I know Holt can play the role that Johnson's playing because I've seen him do that. That's the great. That's him playing that.
Smarmy asshole. Yeah.
Yes, I can see because Holt is reliable in either way. So
That's
like I
true.
know he's good whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious if Johnson would be able to handle the Holt role any better if they were to switch. That's more of a curiosity than a detriment. Because again, it's not, I think Holt is great in doing what he's doing already here. Johnson, there's not enough of him for me to be upset about it. It's just more like, yeah, okay, I get what this guy is. He's a
Sure. Yeah.
non-believer, and then things are bad.
Yeah,
Things
he's a
are
ship man.
Yeah. The ship man.
That's my only takeaway from as far as
Got
that
it.
goes.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that the movie is maybe like a little long at some parts, but I think that's just because there's just so much that they're giving us from other characters, and also again the explanation or the expansion of the Ellen character. But beyond that, like I think you kind of mentioned that maybe some people might think that it might be slow moving, but that's a classic Eggers thing. It's like it's paced at its own pace, like he does this with all of his movies. So if you've seen a Robert Eggers movie, go watch The Lighthouse, be tested by that, and that'll kind of prime you for the
And
rest of the movie.
if you've just seen movies, like this movie's what, two
Sure.
hours?
Two
Little
hours and like 12 minutes or something like
over
that.
two hours with credits. It's like it's telling a story that's been told a lot. Like I don't know. The pacing of this thing wasn't an issue for me. It's just like
Sure.
this just feels like
Oh,
a movie.
Anything from you, Jimmy? Any sort of thing that didn't work?
Honestly, no. It was a near perfect film for me because
Wow.
I just found it to be that's the kind of stuff I love. I grew up by I love that character. God, Nosferatu, obviously was so great in SpongeBob.
As everyone seems to have come to realize, apparently.
There was
Yeah.
a great, it was a hit tweet that says, like, if you're waiting for SpongeBob to show up in this movie, he's not in it. And I was like, it's fantastic. Fantastic
What's
tweet.
weird is like I'm a big SpongeBob fan. I have like no real memory of the Nosferatu
Of the
appearance.
Nosferatu thing?
Like,
Doesn't he just play a vampire one time?
What
I
if
don't know.
you
But just
it's just
made
not
it
something that
up?
stuck with me. Like, so I'm like, everybody's geared up about this Nosferatu Sponge. I'm like, that's cool, I guess, but I'm like, it's not my thing.
It's not your jam.
It's never been made. It never existed. It's been a trick. It's a prank on you.
It's a real Berenstain Bears situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. What is it? The Mandela effect? Yeah.
Yes, it's the
So.
Mandela effect on Nosferatu and SpongeBob SquarePants.
Exactly. Exactly.
I hope when they make the sequel, SpongeBob shows up.
I will say in terms of
Nosferatu 3? No, this is already called Nosferatu 2.
yeah, I skipped Nosferatu 1.
That's Nosfer. Yeah. Nosferatu. Yeah.
In regards to like what is separating this film from Nosferatu 1 and the other Nosferatu films,
Yeah.
I did. I mean, we already kind of mentioned it, but the fact that like, because it's not uncommon for a Dracula movie, because you usually have Dracula and then the one he's after for the movie, but like the fact this movie's not only has Ellen as this character that's this like she wants to find love and she's made a terrible bargain, essentially, or what have you. I
Right.
like that it thematically, the fact that it's going for this kind of sexual repression of the time, right?
Sure.
What
Yeah.
a woman's allowed to do, what she can think about if she's allowed to be aroused, essentially. How this movie's
Sure.
addressing that very specifically, I did appreciate that as like a means to do more with this story, because it's like
Yeah.
there's only so much you can do with Nosferatu, because he's just like he's coming.
Right,
It's
yeah.
not really much. There's not much there beyond him being
Yeah.
angry, or trying to seduce by way of creepy hands and moving his hand around,
Sure, yeah.
moving his body around. So like having Ellen get so much, like you're saying, Abe, giving her so much screen time where she's able to not just like be affected by seeing visions of this shadowy creature, what
Right.
have you, but like have real conversations with Defoe and with Holt about like
Right.
what's going on, how she's being affected by it, and like staring down Taylor Johnson is like, you're just a woman, like
Right,
just seeing
yeah.
her counter these things. I think
Yeah.
it's just good. It's good writing on Eggers' part as far as how to like modernize this story in its own way.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and when they were talking about all that stuff, and she's giving her background about that, you know, a lot of literary references kind of came to mind. The first one kind of being the Scarlet Letter. Obviously,
Sure.
this isn't one where she's had a child out of wedlock kind of thing or committed adultery, but there is a lot of that, you know, puritanical repression of like women and saying that you can't do this or that. Because the line that she uses in the movie is that my father said that I was unclean or something. And I was like, I wonder what this is all like leading up to. But I really dig that Eggers is just into these themes. Like a lot of his movies are very thematically like this. And then going more on your point, Aaron, when Defoe shows up as Professor, I forget his name, but
Professor not
he
Van
has a
Helsing.
non Van
His
Helsing.
name is Professor Albin Eberhard von Franz.
Van Franz.
AEVOB. Yeah,
Von
there.
Franz, yes.
Oh, the F. But I like the discussion that he has with her, especially one scene where he's like, you know, in a different time, you would have been like a high priestess. And I was like, this is pretty cool. Because it's true. Like, if you modernize it, she's not having convulsions out of anything. She's basically just like a medium slash like somebody who can has extra high perceptions, you know, of everything that's going on around her.
Yeah.
So,
She's
yeah,
very
cool.
perceptive.
There you go.
Very.
So perceptive that she just, you know, can call Orlok out on a whim, be like, come here. I'm going back to the shadow stuff, Jimmy. I love the shadow work in here. Like, I love that it's you know, it's looming up to her door. The shadow opens the door and there he is. You know, it's great. So great work visually all around.
Oh gosh, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Well, Jimmy, enough blood for you or not enough blood for you?
I don't think it needed any more. I don't. I think it would have been. You know, there is. Look, I love the occasional gorehound. I'm for that. You know, I thought Terrifier 3 was a blast. It was
Yeah,
fun,
it's a fun movie.
but I don't think this film needed it. I don't think it would have added to the film. I don't think it needed to be, for me, Robert focused this as a very artsy film with a
Right.
lot of, but it is very just so, as you said, so thick with atmosphere that I didn't need any of that. It did, again, the violence, even when it's the violence is pretty shocking. There's
It's
like,
quite matter of fact too, the violence.
yeah, it
Yes,
really
very
is.
much so. Yeah,
I
like
really
it's
enjoyed
kind of
it.
like very in line with the story. I love the first part where all the Romanian gypsies they go out to the woods to go kill something. It's like, yeah, that's exactly how I think thought that it should go too. So,
Anything else in Nosferatu?
do you think that people should see this with their families
Absolutely.
for every Christmas?
Yes,
All right.
especially young
It should be a
children.
Christmas tradition,
Especially young
yeah.
children. It is a Christmas movie because there's a Christmas tree in this movie too.
Well, there
So
you
it
can
takes
just see
place at
the, no,
Christmas.
it's a Christmas movie. Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
it's a Christmas movie. You see this, you see Terrifier 3, bring the kids.
Double feature. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy O, don't watch Home Alone. Watch Terrifier 3 and
Oh, hell
Nosferatu.
yeah. I would rather watch Terrifier 3 than Home Alone any day.
Mean,
Kidding?
I would too.
Yeah. Well, great.
I mean, you brought it up.
I mean, you asked for that shit.
I love Home Alone. Unapologetic about it.
I'm entirely fine with it existing. I'm not spiteful towards it like Jimmy is.
I want to see the remake with Macaulay Culkin now because he's very funny now. Oh. I would love to see it like a horror movie version of Home Alone now with him just killing those guys. That'd be awesome.
All right, let's start writing it, Aaron. We gotta send the spec script to Jimmy.
Yeah, you'll need my approval.
Jimmy has deep pockets.
I'm trying to think if there's anything more I wanted to say about Nosferatu before we get out of here. I do think that I've said the score a couple times, but I do think the score's use of strings is very effective in this movie.
Yes, yeah.
All the sound effects, the sound cues, all the music, it is a stunning work.
Yeah.
It is a stunning work.
Agreed.
All right. Well, Nosferatu is currently playing in theaters and IMAX in some places. Which people go and see Nosferatu?
I think you should see it right away. You can actually even watch this up to the Demeter part, pause the Demeter part, start like 2/3 into the voyage of the Demeter, and then restart Nosferatu to finish out the story, and it'd be like a complete Nosferatu Orlok story.
I think that's the proper way to do it. So here, let's back it up here. Let's do the full meal of Nosferatu. So first off, you listen to this podcast up to the review of Nosferatu. Pause the podcast, period. Then you turn on Bram Stoker, watch the first 5 minutes where you see Gary Oldman go into town as a Carpathian, knocking people down and everything. Pause that.
Start
Robert Eggers' Nosferatu. Yep. Watch that. Pause it when he gets to the Demeter, obviously. Put on Voyage of the Demeter, starring Corey Hawkins. Watch all of that movie.
Yep.
Get out of there, unpause Nosferatu, watch the rest of Nosferatu, cool. Then watch Nosferatu, was it Goes to Paris, or what's the sequel to the Herzog film, Jimmy, is that one called?
I don't know, I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm blanking, so.
Okay, finish that, then put back on the podcast and keep going. I think that's the appropriate.
Sounds way too long to me, I'll just stick with Nosferatu and make
it. There you go.
That works too, Jimmy, when should people see this movie?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go see it again. When did I go see it?
When should people see this movie?
Were you right now?
Oh, there you go.
Right now, in IMAX if you can.
Yes, yeah. Premium theater is actually a really fun format.
It's such a cinematic experience. It's worth it.
I would agree. I'd say see it as loud as you possibly can. I think that's the emphasis I would put on there because it's just the sound design, I think, really is incredible on Nosferatu, but I'd certainly recommend seeing it just whenever you get a chance. It's a really strong adaptation. Very happy it exists. We're 3 for 3 of Nosferatu. So look forward to the fourth one.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Also, good on Eggers for keeping this under, like, it's a pretty manageable budget. And, like, who's the guy that did the John David Washington movie where it's like Airplanes, Gareth Edwards.
Airplanes.
That's like, you know, cool.
The creator?
Yeah, the creator. Like, good on these directors for making
robots?
Things look incredible for like an under $100 million budget, you know. So,
yeah, you know,
directors. So, you know, that, some studios can learn from this. Disney.
Directors with these, you know, visual effects backgrounds that know what they're doing and know what they can get out of, what they can squeeze out of a dollar, certainly have some skill there.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. All right. We talked a lot about Nosferatu. Let's move on now. What time is it over here?
I think it's time for a quick game here. Later in fact, Jimmy, that's actually the tune that plays when you hit Orlok's doorbell. But then they're like, Aaron, this is 1830s Germany. They don't have doorbells here. So Aaron was again turned away from work.
I've never seen him. I've never watched you do that.
Seen the magic.
No,
the magic happens.
The magic. Now I feel like, oh my God.
You know who else hasn't seen it? Any of the listeners.
And they never will.
They never will. Yeah.
You guys are, I'm sorry. I feel bad for you guys because that was magic. That was,
oh man.
The highest tape, praise, Aaron.
That live taping we eventually
do. I'm so excited now.
That live taping we eventually do, I'll be behind a curtain during this part of the show.
It's so big it can hug it.
I know.
It's so big it can hug it, Abe.
Yeah.
All right, I have a game for you guys.
Sure.
Okay.
Nosferatu, as you mentioned, features many, many rats.
Yeah.
So okay. I have a game called Rat-a-tat-tat.
Okay.
What I've done is I have many films that have all contained rats of some kind in there. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a director, the third billed actor, and a keyword, and you have to tell me what movie I'm referring to.
Okay, all involving rats. Got it.
Cool.
All right, here's the first one. Boyle, Eccleston, dystopian sci-fi.
Oh, that was the whatchamacallit, the train Sunshine. Not Sunshine. The Jimmy. What's the God damn it, the train thing. The movie version of that.
The train
I don't
version
know.
of
I gave
Sunshine?
up. I don't know. I
Anybody ideas?
Christopher Eccleston? I don't
Oh,
know
what?
this.
You sure?
If
You
he's
know
saying
it.
sunshine, it's got to be something like if he's saying something about a train, the Bong Joon-ho movie? I don't know.
I
Well,
know the
I
name,
did
but
say Boyle to begin with, so I don't know why we're going Danny
with Bong
Boyle.
Joon-ho. Like,
Danny Boyle. Okay.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, oh, sh
I don't know this.
Shallow Grave. No, it's not that. It's not. I can't think of the. It's either that or Sunshine,
The
right?
answer is 28 Days Later.
That's
Oh.
okay.
All
Are
right.
there
Okay.
rats in space in Sunshine? Is that a part of?
Yeah,
Oh,
that is part the science from that's in the background. You didn't see it.
there might be rats.
Here's the next one. Remember that the idea is that the
I'm
first one's
not
the easy
feeling this
one.
today, guys. My gaming is just
The
off.
first one's the easy one, guys.
Yeah,
Like,
true.
okay,
It only gets
here
harder.
we go. Darabont, Gunton, period drama.
Wait for Jimmy to buzz in.
Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank's the answer. I don't like this going easy stuff. If you know the answer, you say the answer. That's how you win.
Okay.
All right.
Here's the
Next
next one.
one.
Scorsese, Nicholson, cop drama.
Abe.
Abe?
I'm drawing a
Really,
blank.
really blanking on this.
I know it's Infernal Affairs, but I can't remember the American name for it. And The Departed.
The Departed is the
Thank you.
correct answer. Barely. Here's
Yeah, thank you for
the
pausing with me.
next one. Spielberg, Duty, Desert Adventure.
Duty.
Oh, the well, no, that's snakes. I don't know.
Spielberg, Duty,
I'm
Desert
not feeling the
Adventure?
games today, guys.
Desert Adventure?
Desert Adventures. The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Man, what Spielberg movie has rats in a desert in it?
I mean,
Only one
are
I can
there?
think of is Indiana Jones.
I know, right? But man, there's so many of those.
Abe?
How could you narrow it down?
Indiana
Oh, it's
Jones?
the last one, the Dial of Destiny. The
Is
one
it?
not directed by Spielberg. No, that's not the right answer.
Oh, no,
Abe.
sorry,
Abe?
never mind.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
That is correct.
Okay.
Oh, no wonder.
Tons of rats.
I was
All the
like,
rats in that
well,
movie.
I
I
don't
couldn't
remember
remember
rats
rats
in
in
the
the
other ones.
I think I don't like that movie, so I forgot about it.
It's
The
the one
whole lore of
that
Indiana Jones movies.
yeah.
That's
That's
what
what
Jimmy
Jimmy
says.
says.
One Indiana Jones movie a lot.
Temple of
Raiders of the
Doom?
Lost Ark. That's
Oh,
it.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's classic. Yeah.
Here's the next one. Gun, Cena, Gun Fu. I
Oh,
like that
that
as the
yeah,
keyword.
that's a Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad is
There
the
you
correct
go.
answer.
No.
Featuring Rat, not
Oh,
Ratcatcher,
yeah, of course. Yeah.
Ratcatcher 2, of course.
Yeah, Ratcatcher.
Why? I can't believe that I forgot her.
I
She's
know,
very
these are so
famous.
easy. I get it. Here's the next one.
Right.
Got it, yeah.
Jordan, Banderas, Dark Fantasy.
Jordan.
Oh.
Banderas. Dark Fantasy. Abe.
Abe?
The Count of Monte Cristo.
Incorrect. No one involved in none of those words apply to
Nope. I'm just thinking
that.
of seeing Antonio Banderas on a poster somewhere.
Not that movie.
Not that one. No.
Jimmy?
I don't know.
Neil Jordan?
Okay. Oh, Interview with a Vampire, sorry.
Interview with the
Of
Vampire is the correct answer.
course. Yeah.
Here's the next one.
Okay.
Reiner, Wright, Fairy Tale,
Abe.
Abe.
The one with Columbo in it. I can't remember.
I mean, yes.
I
What's that
don't.
called though?
The Never Ending Story.
It's some kind of royalty. It's some kind of
The Princess Bride.
I was gonna say it, but I'm like, I'm gonna let you. You can't not get.
I feel bad buzzing in and then taking time to think about the answer.
So. I know that
you should.
Yeah. That's not part of the rules. Trebek would shake his head. Yeah, I'm just, Alex Trebek would shake his head. Yeah.
Jennings would be like, I guess I'll roll with it.
I guess I'm cool about this. Yeah.
Here's the next one.
All right.
Bird, Oswald, Animal Adventure.
Bird. Animal Adventure.
Oswald.
I don't know who this is.
Who's Oswald?
Oswald Cobblepot?
Man, these last names.
I know.
Who could be named Oswald? Abe?
Like
this
Mike.
Is really a game for you guys. Just
yeah. Like Mike. I don't know.
Jimmy, I'll give you a hint. You said this title right away, right when I started introducing this game.
Oh, what did I say? For rats, there was Willard, Ben,
Sunshine?
No, it wasn't Sunshine. It was something with rats. I remember what I said. I don't remember what I said. I don't remember. Wait, who was in it again? Oswald?
Someone with the last name of Oswald.
Uh-huh. Oh.
A director with the last name of Bird.
I'm thinking of Larry Bird.
Like, honestly, like, if Abe, if you were listening to this podcast as other guests were doing this, you'd be yelling at me when the answers yelling, are right exactly. Now.
I don't know this answer.
What if it said Brad Bird and Patton Oswalt?
Brad Bird. Oh, Abe.
Abe?
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille is the correct answer.
Jimmy said Ratatouille?
He screamed it out right away when we started this game.
Yeah, that was the first thing I said. Just because I've never actually seen it, so I figured there'd be some question about it.
This is a hard game, but I dig it.
I feel like Brad Bird and Patton Oswalt was pretty simple.
I know. Okay. I'm not gonna get a Christmas card from Brad Bird next year.
Here's the next one: Somers, Hannah, Globetrotting Adventure.
Somers. Who director Somers?
Is that the Mummy and shit?
Is it?
Say your name.
Jimmy, the Mummy.
The Mummy's the correct answer.
Tom Cruise Mummy.
No, Stephen Sommers Mummy, starring with John Hannah.
Yeah, not.
Remember, I'm saying the third build person.
Yes, yeah. Throws me off.
Yeah.
Here's the next one.
Okay.
Open and Galette, Stevens, Monster Horror.
Open and Galette.
Open and Galette, as in there's two different directors.
Yeah.
Stevens. Monster Horror.
Monster Horror.
I'm trying to think of, actually. It's Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Ben Willard. There's
this movie's from this year.
Ooh. Oh,
this year?
This year.
I don't know.
Open and Gillette make up a directing team that I will not say because it'll give it away immediately, but there's a different name.
Abe? VHS 1997.
I mean, you're on the right track. It technically did be VHS, the first one.
Yeah, I don't know this.
Oh, I've never, I don't really like the VHS movie that much.
So. I mean, it's not the answer. I'm just saying he's got the right.
Okay.
If so, but he seems to know that Radio Silence is the director.
Yeah.
But if I said Silence, Stevens, and Monster Horror, Abe.
Cuckoo.
They did not direct Cuckoo. The answer is Abigail. Abigail.
Oh, I forgot about that.
With Dan Stevens.
What?
From Radio Silence.
Yeah.
Here's the next one.
I forgot about that one.
Three more.
Okay.
You're tied, by the way. Okay. Reeves, Kaplan, Found Footage Horror.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy. That would be Cloverfield.
Cloverfield is the correct name.
Who's the director on that?
Matt Reeves.
Ugh.
Hey, he's good.
No. More like I can't believe
he's upset because he can't figure out these last names.
Yeah, Matt Reeves is great.
He's a very first name dependent person. I found out today.
That's exactly correct. Yeah,
I suck at trivia too. So I was like, I don't. I mean, I'm with you, buddy.
Here's the next one: De Palma, Renault, Spy.
I mean, which De Palma? Abe. Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible is the correct answer. And with that, we're down to the final one, and you're both tied.
Let's
Couldn't have
go.
planned this any better. And watch me get it
For
instead.
all the marbles.
Here's the next one. Singleton, Hauser, car action.
I mean, fuck, I don't know this, but I know exactly who everyone you're talking about is.
Singleton. Was it that awful abduction movie? Jimmy, the abduction? I don't remember. I don't know.
No, it's not that one.
Okay.
I'm going to say the last thing again. Car action.
Well, there's car action.
Yeah, but what movie is Cole Hauser doing car action in?
I know, right? Which movie
Directed
is
by
that?
John Singleton.
I know. What could it be?
I honestly don't know.
What are some popular car action movies? Let's think about
Too
that.
Too Fast, Too Furious, The Fast and the... Well, Cole Hauser's in The Fast and the Furious, isn't he?
He's in
But
a
that's not
Fast and
directed
Furious.
By John Singleton.
Oh,
well,
which
he's
one
in,
did
he's
he
in
do?
a Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah, true.
Oh, did he do six? Fast and Furious
Man,
six?
We should really just guess one of these, and then maybe we'll get the right answer.
Eight?
Fast
That's
seven.
No,
We
it's
both
not.
said Fast
That's
seven.
too high up to be like Cole Hauser should be our
I
villain.
know.
Three? Four?
Too Fast, Too Furious. Abe, Too Fast, Too Furious.
That's correct. It's Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yes!
John Singleton's
John
Too
Singleton's
Fast, Too
director of Too
Furious.
Fast, Too Furious?
Fuck yeah, you did.
I don't know why I don't know that. All right.
Jimmy, you put up a valiant effort, but Abe, you are our victor this week on Rat-a-tat-tat.
Thank you for
really
the
was
game,
that
Abe.
A valiant effort on my part, though. I pretty much gave up like almost immediately.
I mean, it was like
you gave up and still got five correct.
Yeah,
so
it was
what
like
are we talking about
five
here?
To five really come down
That's
the
me
wire.
when I'm on a day I give up.
On a hot
There.
streak. All right. Thank you for the game, Aaron.
All right. Let's move on now. Let's get some out-and-out feedback.
Feedback.
This is where I go with the various questions and answers on the Facebook page, facebook.com/outnowpodcast. We asked a number of questions to the listeners, and they gave us some answers. Jimmy, if you're through to throw in any you have as we go through these here.
First question here. What are some films featuring long trips that were ultimately not worth the travel? Luke Thompson has Fury Road. Philip Hurd has Planet of the Apes and Gravity.
I mean,
long
I guess.
Trips not worth the travel.
No, trips not worth it. Well, I mean, there's a whole series of horror, Wrong Turn, Hostel. I mean, you know, that's
those
traveling.
Are good
sucks.
Answers.
Yeah, you shouldn't go to the cabin in the woods.
No,
just don't do it.
Well, I mean, go to the cabin in the woods. Don't read the goddamn book.
That's true. Yeah, don't pick up the book, you know, made from human flesh.
I mean, that's just adding variables. Like, I just feel like we shouldn't go to that cabin.
That's a good point, too. There should be a
like
sign.
Ash would have a whole lot less to do in life if he didn't go to that cabin. So,
yeah, you're right.
So I'm going with Evil Dead. Not worth the trip.
No.
Evil Dead, got it, yeah.
Unless we're talking just about our entertainment. But otherwise, yeah. Wasn't worth it.
No, I agree.
I'm going to say Toy Story. Because, you know, they go on this big adventure, and then Buzz is just like, I guess I'm just a toy.
Well,
they go to Pizza Planet, Aaron.
Pizza Planet? They needed to go on that trip to forge. They had to forge their friendship. That was the purpose
it's
of
true,
this trip.
Yeah.
It's all about friendship, Abe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I apologize.
There's a song about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere of the Rainbow. It's a song.
Can I sing it? Can I sing the song?
Well, we
don't
have copyright on it.
Yeah, we don't get sued.
We don't want to get sued.
Here's the next one. Who are cinema's grossest vampires? Mark Hoffmeyer put Pearl from Blade. That was my immediate thought. Luke Thompson has Nick Cage and Renfield, and Cage and Vampire's Kiss as a runner-up. And Philip Hurt has the original Nosferatu. Who are our grossest vampires?
I mean, there's been like a few, like Chris Sarandon got pretty ugly in Fright Night.
Fright Night, yeah, it's a pretty gross vampire. Yeah,
Fright Night's a great vampire. Oh, 30 Days of Night, those guys weren't pretty. You know?
Yeah, they really go for the jugular in those movies, in that one.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
the From Dusk Till Dawn vampires are particularly, they're pretty ugly and gross.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like Danny Trejo and Cheech Marin vampires. They're not fun to look at. They're pretty gross.
Ooh, Salem's Lot, very inspired by Nosferatu.
Sure. Okay.
Gosh. Who's that one vampire? Oh, the Lost Boys. They were ugly.
I mean,
I mean, Kiefer's got a lot of swagger in The Lost Boys. Sure. I wouldn't call them gross.
I don't know.
Dude, they partied all night and
A vampire with like frosted tips, you can't take
that
seriously.
I'm not trying to frown on their behavior. I'm saying they're not gross. That's my point. They're not gross vampires. He's wearing a leather vest, Aaron. That's if anything, that's the exact opposite of the answer to this question.
that's the answer I like.
Okay. I appreciate it. The next question here: what have been some of the best scaredest shit performances this year? Our friends over at Movies, Films, and Flicks writes Chloe East and Zoe Thatcher do great, legit scaring in Heretic. Maxwell Head writes Naomi Scott and Smile Too. Do you guys have any favorite scaredest shit performances this year?
Yeah, there's tons. Naomi Scott, Nell Tiger Free,
Omen. First Omen. Yeah,
that was this year.
I honestly think
she should get an Oscar nomination.
Good thing the Out Now Horror Awards are coming up very soon. That's all.
God damn it.
I'm scared performances. Mm. I mean, a lot of the victims in Terrifier 3 weren't exactly having the best of times before they got it.
Also, you said Naomi Scott.
She's Smile Too.
Wow! Yeah. Wow! What a
great, problem. Yeah. Really good.
What's like the dude in there? The guy that with the wave.
I forget his name, but
Lucas Gage.
He was also high, so he's like tripping out double time and everything.
He's
good one.
What's his face? Joseph Quinn in A Quiet Place Day One. Like, dude is petrified of that movie. He's so scared. Sure. He's like, this cat's the only thing keeping me together. Like, that's his whole deal in that movie.
That cat is awesome.
He's trying to get a job interview.
Good movie cat.
Yeah. Another good movie cat in this movie, too. In Nosferatu.
In Nosferatu, yeah.
Cats rule.
Next question we have here. Who are your favorite cinematic vampire hunters? Philip Hurt has Abraham Lincoln, of course.
Well, yeah, duh.
I like that movie.
I like the confidence in the answer.
Philip isn't that wrong. Made me I like smile.
That. Yeah. The best vamp. I mean, let's like say okay. This is the Blade tribute list. Who else? What are the other great vampire hunters?
Oh, I mean, you can knock the movies all you want, but like I she killed werewolves though. Like,
Celine, is that what you're thinking of? In the underworld?
Yeah, but she's killing some vampires.
Well, she's a vampire, but yeah. She's fighting against the lichens.
Yeah.
Well, she's trying to take down the system.
So. She didn't like him that much.
That's good.
Well, I mean, I already referenced From Dusk Till Dawn, so George Clooney does have that line where he says, okay, vampire hunters, let's kill some fucking vampires.
There you go.
Vampire killers, let's kill some fucking vampires.
God,
Scooby-Doo,
Kathy, Velma,
stopping capitalism and killing vampires.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
Jimmy, you're a big Van Helsing fan as far as his hair goes, right? You and Hugh. That's what you used to say.
Yeah. Maybe he's born with it.
Maybe it's Jimmy O.
The next question here is: what are some great films that deal with a plague of some kind? Philip Hurd has The Ten Commandments and Children of Men. That's a great call.
Ooh, yeah. Children of Men is one of the greatest films ever made.
Yeah, it's quite a great, depressing film. Yeah,
it's not a fun one. No, it's great, though. God.
12 Monkeys.
Wow, what happens in that movie?
Never heard of it.
The animals escape the zoo.
Oh, they've got to get them back.
They only have 12 monkeys at the zoo?
Yep, yep. Only
yeah, it's
12.
Not, it's not Santa Ana, the monkey zoo, as we call it down here. They have a lot of monkeys.
Famous for the winds.
They're known for their monkeys.
And the winds.
The zoo. I mean, yeah, the winds, I guess, come to the zoo at some point, but the zoo was famous for their monkeys.
Films of the Great Plague. I mean, you mentioned it earlier. I mean, 28 Days Later. I mean, it's like he wakes up in Ghost Town London.
Yeah, sure.
Is it it's a Fury virus? I forget what it's called. Anyway.
Rage.
Rage virus. Yeah, that's what it was.
Rage. Next question we have here. These two have been busy as of late. What are your favorite Nicholas Hoult and Aaron Taylor Johnson performances? Calm down with that Craven talk. I hear you guys murmuring over there.
Yes.
Mark Hoffmeyer writes, Hoult is really good in Juror Number 2 and The Order. He's great fun in The Great, too.
Yeah.
ATJ was cool in Tenet. He's a hoot in Fall Guy and Bullet Train.
I agree with Fall Guy. Very much
Phil,
so.
Phil Rue writes, ATJ, Tangerine and Bullet Train. He's big on Bullet Train, apparently. Hey. Philip Hurd has Juror Number 2 and About a Boy for Hoult and Tenet for Johnson.
Yeah. He is really good in that small part in Tenet.
Nux.
Next is Aaron Holt.
He's the other one.
Yeah, he's the other guy. I do like Aaron Taylor Johnson in the first Kick-Ass, kind of like as scrawny kid trying to be cool to get this girl, and then getting his ass beat. And then for Nicholas Holt, he's been good in a lot of things. The
Dude's
Great
killing it
is,
lately. He's
yeah,
killing it.
he's killing it. Yeah, The Great is quite underseen, and I would say that people should go check that out if you want to see like smarmy Nicholas Holt.
I liked him in Tolkien too. He was good in that.
I mean, Nux is a good answer for sure. I do like I mean the great I mean the movie the favorite. I mean he's that's just
Oh
like his
yeah.
addition his that's like his audition for The Great essentially because it's the same
True.
writers and
Yeah.
everything. But like I do like him there because that's the first instance of him playing like smarmy asshole guy after
Yeah.
playing like nice enough blokes
Right,
movies. He's
exactly.
like
Yeah.
also I'm a terrible person and I'll
Yeah.
like throw fruit at you and stuff. Aaron Taylor Johnson, I agree. I like the first. I like him in the first Kick-Ass. I like the movie Nowhere Boy, where he plays John Lennon. I think he's quite
That's the
good in
one.
that.
Yeah,
Fun
I
fact.
like that one.
Yeah, I like that movie. I like him, and I like that movie quite a bit.
Yeah, it was a good
And then
movie.
he does like Savages and those crappy movies I don't like. But then in
Sure.
recent years, yeah, he comes back in like Tenet, which I think is really fun, where he just pops in
He's
there and it's like,
got,
oh,
yeah,
Aaron
pops
Taylor
in for like
Johnson's
10
here.
minutes. Yeah, and he's great.
Wait,
And I
did you
think,
want my copy of Savages? Because I could send it to you right
yeah, of
now.
course. Is it signed by Oliver Stone?
No, I wish. Oh my
I say
goodness. Well, you can forge it and I'll accept it.
Wargasms for Jimmy, signed Oliver.
He went to Berkeley and
Yeah,
double majored in
I'm
two
good on
majors
that
that don't
one. I don't need to
exist.
talk to him anymore.
The last question is, what films feature your favorite cinematography of the year? Maxwell Haddad writes The Brutalist. That's the only answer we got, but do you guys have any favorites for cinematography?
The Brutalist, absolutely. I mean
See, I've got
that
to
made.
watch it. You guys are ahead of the game on me there.
Yeah, I mean I thought there's yeah, I think Brutalist is probably the best that I've Dune, I guess. I
Two
mean
part two,
it's
yeah.
Dune Part Two, obviously.
There's gonna be a lot of good options when it comes time to like see the various like cinematography guilds
Burrow.
and Oscars or what have you come out. Yeah, Turo, of
Arrow,
course.
right?
So
Arrow.
I'm looking forward to seeing what gets recognition, but
Arrow.
I'm pulling for Jomo Frey for the nickel for Nickel Boys. That's my
Nickel
favorite
Boys.
cinematography of the year.
He's not answering my tarot. Tarot?
Yeah, I
I
heard.
mean, Taro has an okay looking movie sometimes.
Never actually.
Some shots are creative.
It looks
But
stupid.
it's terrible.
Of course it is.
Don't watch it.
Tarot.
It's terrible.
So yeah, there are lots of good movies of great cinematography out this year that I look forward to seeing get recognition. That's
That's
for
true.
sure.
Yeah.
That's out now. Feedback.
Feedback.
And that's gonna bring us to the end of this week's episode of Out Now Theater Today. You can find everything I do on my personal Substack page, thecodazeek.substack.com. Everything I do ends up over there. I'm the editor-in-chief over at League of Entertainment. All my movie reviews can be found there, as well as my top 10 list, which I'll be publishing this week. Wise to Blue for Criterion Blu-ray reviews, and I'm on all the socials, all of them, at Aaron's PS4. Abe.
You can find more friends up on my Instagram, abe.mua, and twitter.com/followersmoose. Hashtag untie her.
Jimmy O, where can people find more of you online?
Mostly Jimmy to the O. I'm always there. I'm on most of it. Even that blue sky thing, I guess. I'm there. I don't do much.
Indeed.
All right. You can find all the other episodes about Now Theater Name on iTunes, Audioboom, Spotify, and Stitcher.
SoundCloud, Podomatic, and HHWLOD.
Feel free to email us at notpodcast@gmail.com.
Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/outnowpost, and our flat out now underscore podcast, and our blue sky out now underscore podcast.
You're both you're there's no underscore in yours.
Yeah! Ever
That's
since
the
we
whole
changed it,
point.
is that's not my
That's
rhythm.
the whole point. There's no underscore in yours. There's underscores in mine.
Out now, facebook.com/outnowpodcast or our blue sky dot b sky dot com
Just
slash
say
out now
out now
podcast.
podcast.
There
That's all.
you
That's all you gotta say. That's all you
We'll
gotta
work on it. We'll work on it. I promise. It'll be perfect next time.
Twitter.com/outnowpodcast and Instagram.com/outnowpodcast as well. If you like this, remember iTunes user ratings. Good to get those. Helps out the show.
Five stars.
Next week, we'll see what we got. I mean, we're trying to kind of
We have
wrap
some
up one for
bonuses coming
with
up.
some bonus episodes. Two weeks from now should be our top 10 episodes. So stay tuned for that.
There you go.
Jimmy, thank you very much for joining us this
Thank you,
week.
Jimmy.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I'm glad we got to talk about
Happy to have you here. Thanks to the listeners for listening. That's going to do it for this week's episode. So until next time, so long
and goodbye.